So while the presentation loads, I would like to start by thank you for being here this morning. I know it's really early. And introduce myself. I'm an assistant professor in the Department of Population Health Sciences in the University of Wisconsin at Madison. And I have no relationships to disclose. So I'll start with a brief introduction. As many of you know, breast and cervical cancer are leading causes of morbidity and mortality among Latinas. Specifically for breast cancer, we know is the number one, is the leading cause of cancer death among Latino women. Although incidence rates are relatively lower among this group, they tend to be diagnosed at later stages. And when we look at the incidence rates over time, we see that there has been less improvement on incidence rates for Latinas compared to non-Hispanic whites over the last decade. There is also the finding that even when we adjust for age and stage, Latinas after being diagnosed with breast cancer are more likely to die after diagnosis. And in terms of cervical cancer, Latinas represent a group with the highest incidence of this type of cancer. And consequently, death rates are also higher among this group compared to non-Hispanic whites. Part of these disparities are attributed to suboptimal or lower than ideal screening rates among Latinas. For mammogram, the data indicate that 46.8% of Latinas, compared to 54.2% of non-Hispanic whites, receive regular mammograms. And for pap smears, the percentages are 78.4% for Latinas versus 83.9% for non-Hispanic whites. In addition to lower screening rates, the data also indicate that Latinas are less likely to follow up with abnormal screening results, or it takes them longer to follow up with these results, then again complicating the prognosis. Previous research has looked at factors that are associated with screening for breast and cervical cancer among Latinas and have identified multiple individual cultural and structural barriers for breast and cervical cancer screening among Latinas. But the data on small but fast-growing Latino communities, such as, for instance, the population in Wisconsin or other Midwestern or the South of the U.S., are not very abundant. And we thought it would be important to look at what are the factors that relate to breast and cervical cancer screening among Latinas in these relatively smaller, newer communities, particularly because in these areas, providers that might have bicultural and bilingual skills might be more scarce than in other areas, and these communities might not be as equipped as we would ideally want to meet the needs of this population. So, this study was done in the context of a program that was developed to precisely address these disparities in breast and cervical cancer among Latinas. Cuidandome, or Taking Care of Me, was a lay health advisor promotora program that aimed at promoting breast and cervical cancer screening among Latinas in Dane County, Wisconsin. The program included home health parties led by lay health advisors or promotoras. These were educational workshops that were conducted in the homes of Latino women in the community or in community centers whenever a home would not be available. The program was also complemented with social marketing, and a variety of media were used to really increase awareness among the community in general regarding breast and cervical cancer screening. And there was also a small component of increased cultural competency for training and healthcare providers and staff. This program was developed and implemented by Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin in Madison, Wisconsin. And we partner with Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin to conduct an evaluation of this program. The study had two main aims. One, obviously, was to evaluate the effectiveness of this community-wide intervention, and secondly, to identify the factors that were associated with recent breast and cervical cancer screening among Latinas. And I'm going to focus particularly on this second aim because One of my colleagues actually talked about the effectiveness of the program on a different session yesterday. But if someone has questions about that, I'll be happy to talk after the session with you. The methods we used, we used a variety of procedures. We conducted a prospective longitudinal study among a sample of 353 low acculturated recent immigrants, mostly Latinas, who participated in Cuidandome. There was a self-administered baseline survey conducted prior to the home health party or educational workshops, and then post-test and follow-up surveys that were administered 1 month, 3 months, and 15 months after the home health party. We achieved a cohort retention of 63%, which is about what other studies with similar follow-up periods have achieved. Then we also conducted a cross-sectional population-based phone survey with a random sample of Latinas that lived in the area where the program Cuidandome had been implemented. The measures in both the longitudinal and the cross-sectional components were similar. We collected data on lifetime and last 12 months receipt of breast and cervical cancer screening. And then we collected data on a variety of theoretical determinants of breast and cervical cancer screening using a socio-ecological framework that is including factors at the individual, interpersonal, cultural, and structural level. And I'm going to show you some results from this study. So these are the characteristics of the Cuidandome participants at baseline. And I have divided here the data into two groups, the cohort that we were able to consistently follow over the 15-month period, and then the individuals who were lost to follow up. This consistent cohort is actually the one that we use to explore factors associated with breast and cervical cancer screening prior to participation in the program, and then over the next 15-month period. So these, as you might see, were relatively young women, 34 years on average, mostly married or cohabiting. 66% had less than high school education, which really tells you about, you know, the vulnerability of this population. 69% were uninsured at the time of the survey. 52% though reported that they had a regular healthcare provider. The vast majority were foreign-born, and more than half were exclusively monolingual Spanish. And these are the characteristics of the population-based sample of the cross-sectional study. As you might see, these were slightly older women, similarly in terms of marital status, but education level was higher. In the previous cohort, we saw that about two-thirds didn't have high school degree. In this group, we see that the percentage who did not have a high school degree was 37%. Lower levels of lack of insurance, too, among this population-based sample. A higher level of regular healthcare provider. These women were slightly less likely to be foreign-born. We had more second-generation Latinas here. And only 24% were exclusively monolingual Spanish compared to more than half in the previous sample. These are some results regarding breast and cervical cancer screening. So particularly among the consistent cohort and the random sample of Latinas, which are the ones of interest for this study, 75% had ever had a mammogram among participants in Cuidandome, 88% among the random sample. For recent mammogram, the percentages were 34% and 52% respectively. In terms of pap smears, 93% of Cuidandome participants had ever had a pap smear, similar percentage for the random sample, and then lower percentages obviously for recent pap smears, around 61% in both samples. So I'm going to walk you through what we found in terms of the correlates or the factors associated with mammogram receipt. This is for the Cuidandome participants at baseline, so prior to the intervention, prior to participating in Cuidandome. What we found is that after adjusting for other factors, having a regular healthcare provider was significantly associated with the odds of having had a mammogram recently, and having fear of an abnormal result, which could be related somehow to a fatalism that our colleague was really talking about before, was negatively related to the odds of having had a mammogram. This same sample over the post-intervention period showed a different constellation of factors associated with having had a mammogram after participating in the program. After being part of Cuidandome, what we found is that I was really concerned about the test being painful and concerned about their partners disapproving of them having a pap smear, that were factors significantly associated with having had a mammogram. And then for the population-based sample, which remember was more acculturated and more educated, what we found is that the factors associated with having had a mammogram in the last 12 months were age, concern about not speaking English fluently, and having participated in a Cuidandome home health party. Remember, on this population-based sample, we asked them if they had been ever part of one of the Cuidandome home health parties. And interestingly, one out of five women in our random sample said they had, which really shows the level of reach that Cuidandome had among the target population. And it was really pleasant for us to find that women who reported having been in these parties actually had 5.5 times higher odds of having had a mammogram in the past. Now, moving to pap smears and thinking about the Cuidandome participants before they were in the Cuidandome, we saw that the factors associated with having had a pap smear in the last 12 months were age, length of residence in the U.S., compared to women who had been in the U.S. for less than a year, women who had been 1 to 5 years or 6 or more years were much more likely to have had a pap smear. And then health insurance and regular healthcare provider, both of those variables combined, made these women more likely to have had a pap smear. After participating in Cuidandome over the next 15 months, when we look at what made these women more or less likely to have received a pap smear, we found that age was significantly associated, marital status, still length of residence had a significant impact, knowledge about risk factors for cervical cancer, concern about the pap smear being painful, just like we did see for mammograms as well, fear of abnormal results, again talking perhaps about that idea of fatalism, and then having health insurance or a regular healthcare provider. And finally, for the population-based sample, again, more educated, more acculturated, a little more heterogeneous kind of sample, we saw that the factors significantly associated with a pap smear were being married or cohabiting, level of acculturation, and in this case, it was negatively associated with the likelihood of having had a pap smear, and concerned about the cost of a pap smear. So in summary, we have organized the results here by sample and by type of test. And also, if you look at these different rows, you can identify them as representing factors that will be sort of like demographic, individual or cognitive kind of variables, interpersonal, cultural, and then structural factors. And what we see is that there is a different constellation of factors associated with having had a mammogram or a pap smear for different samples and depending on their exposure to an intervention like Cuidandome. But in general, what we can say is that modifiable individual, interpersonal, cultural, and structural factors are associated with breast and cervical cancer screening among Latina immigrants. The results indicate that the intervention might have resulted in different factors playing a role in breast and cervical cancer screening. For mammogram, after Cuidandome, we kind of see a lower level of influence of the structural factors, but a greater role of beliefs and attitudes, and also interpersonal factors. For pap smear, we see continued influence of the structural factors, but a greater role of beliefs and knowledge, and as well as interpersonal factors. The results varied by sample, possibly because of differences in levels of education, acculturation, and healthcare access. And we think these results really set the basis for, first of all, more refined analysis where we might be able to explore perhaps different roles that some of these variables might play, not just as predictors, but maybe as mediators in a longer chain of explanations. And also the need for multi-level interventions that might address these different levels of factors and increase the screening rates and reduce the impact that breast and cervical cancer have among Latinas in the U.S. I want to acknowledge our funders, the community advisory board, and the promotoras that worked with us, and obviously Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, who was an amazing partner on this project. Any questions?